Well, hello, my friend. Did you know it's time to celebrate? It is, because the United States Treasury Department admits that the biggest enemy of the average American, the IRS, it's really Satan, is falling apart. Yes, the agency and the federal government that makes Americans like you poor and does not allow you to become prosperous is falling apart. Not according to me, but according to the official report of the United States Treasury Department. So my name is Payman Mutahede. I am the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. When you go to my screen, I'm going to show you all this exciting news. Yes. Oh, sorry. Sorry, folks. I need to address you guys, a live audience, first. Forget about that. My apologies. And so that will come later. But anyhow, you guys heard me say, folks, the United States Treasury Department has come out with a report, folks, that just this year, just May 2021, that the IRS is just simply falling apart. And they're not the big, powerful, all-knowing present God that will get you and put you in prison and empty your bank account and just take the paycheck like they want to pretend. I'm going to use their own words. Okay? It's going to be fun. By the way, at the Red Pill Expo, folks, I'm going to be driving tomorrow morning early. Saturday and Sunday to the event, the Red Pill Expo. Go to redpillexpo.org. If you've not been there, you know what? If you cannot go, you can remotely watch it. Okay? Here it is. Go to redpillexpo.org. Let's see. For some reason, I got the wrong thing on my screen, by the way. My screen's not coming up. Steve? No, it's not my screen. My screen's not up, so I'm glad we caught it. We have some other thing on the screen. So while my technician guys fix to see why it's not there, go to redpillexpo.org. Thank you for your patience, everyone, until we worked out the technology issues we had with our computer system. So I'm going to start shortly. Are we ready to start otherwise? Okay. By the way, next week, I will talk about how I was able to have IRS appeals office and the tax court officially remove 12 years of tax liens he had illegally filed against yours truly, okay? And folks, you could do the same thing. You know, you don't have to be afraid of these guys. It was almost $700,000, all removed. So people like to hear good news. I'll share that with you shortly. So are we ready to get started? Okay. Let's do it.
Is the timer zeroed out?
Yes. Hello, my friends. It's time to celebrate. Yes, because the United States Treasury Department officially admits that the biggest enemy of the average American, the IRS, it's really Satan that robs you, is falling apart. Yes, you can be free, because just like the Soviet Union, the great empire that no one thought will fall apart, the IRS is also falling apart. I am Payman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Let's get to this exciting news. If you have not been to our website, go to livefreenow.org. That's what you want to do first. Livefreenow.org. That is your source for truthful information, amazing, eye-opening information, okay, that you find no place else on the internet, okay? So with that, let's go to this report, okay? Here it is, folks. Department of the Treasury, which was created in 1789 of the U.S. government. This report is called the American Families Plan Tax Compliance Agenda. You can look it up for yourself. Just put those key terms on your search engine. It'll come up. You can read it for yourself. It was written May 2021. So it's a very new, updated report. Let's go to see what it reads. Here it is. They talk about defining the tax gap. Folks, I'm going to zoom on this stuff a little bit more whenever I can, although I will read it for you, okay? They're talking about a thing called the tax gap. And they say that a well-functioning tax system requires that the taxpayers make good on their tax obligations. Yes, if you have a tax obligation, make good. In other words, they rely upon you to voluntarily sign 1040 tax confession forms and pay them. It requires it. That's what this statement really means, that you make good on it, okay? Otherwise, they cannot come after you because they're not powerful gods. They don't want to pretend they are. Here we go on the report. Here's another page that talks about the overhaul of outdated technology to help IRS, right? Supposedly to identify tax evasion and serve customers, right? Well, let's see. It says that the IRS still relies on the individual and business file systems that date back to the 1960s. Yes. Folks, I was born in 1962. The IRS computer systems are about as old as yours truly. Look at all this white hair, right? Which is the oldest in the federal government. So as a result, decades upon decades of tax administration built upon a system that is written in a programming language that is no longer taught. Yes, they don't teach that stuff, COBOL and the assembly language, folks. They don't teach COBOL or assembly language with the IRS's computer systems are. For decades, they have not taught them in universities. Okay? And where new functions are added in a patchwork system rather than an integrated manner. In other words, they just put Band-Aid on top of the problem. The problem down there is festering. Yes. So that's the first thing about the IRS, admission by the U.S. Treasury. Next, on page 6, the report says this, okay? The IRS and the GAO, Government Accounting Office, have identified increased information reporting as one of the best ways to improve taxpayer compliance. Okay? That means filing up W-2s and 1099s falsely by employers and third parties to the IRS that you had taxable income. That's what they're referring to and things like that, okay? And because providing the IRS with a lens into opaque income sources both improves activities and encourage voluntary compliance by taxpayers. Look at this. Who perceive that the IRS has information necessary to pursue them. Should they not meet their obligations? You see, they want you to perceive that the IRS has information necessary to pursue you. I want to zoom on this a little bit more, folks. You got to see this. See, they want you to believe or to perceive it. Not that the IRS does have the information to come after you. No, not the IRS has the information necessary to pursue you, but that you perceive, you believe that they're going to get you if you don't file. See, you think, oh, they know about my W-2, 1099, somebody said about me, I'm dead. No, that's just a perception they want you to have according to this report. Now, on page 9, again, they go over the IRS's, you know, terrible computer programming. They said the IRS's core processing tax system, over 150 million individual tax returns and 1.2 million in annual revenue, knows as individual master file, is written in programming languages that dates back to more than a half a century ago, making IMF among the oldest IT systems in a program designed in 1962. That's when I was born, 1962. That's how old the system is. It's the first time I got that date officially anywhere. And this IMF is one of the highest risk systems in the federal government. Risk system, exposing a major weakness to the IRS's ability to administer and collect taxes. It's a major weakness, folks. Major weakness. Okay? And annual changes have been made to the system since its development to address tax code changes and to improve processes and, where possible, to update the underlying hardware. Okay. However, it's the good part of this page. The result today is decades of tax law written in a programming language that is no longer taught. Just like I told you, no longer taught. A data platform that is highly complex to maintain. These old systems are highly difficult and complex to maintain. And an outdated system with a limited number of employees supporting it. In other words, there's very few IRS computer programmers that can manage this thing. They even know it, right? And these old people, guess what? About half of them are eligible to retire right now. Yes. Half these old people, IRS in the late 60s and 70s, who are running these systems are eligible to retire right now, and they're being paid by hook or crook to stay on. Hang on. We have no one to replace you. Okay, please hang on. Don't quit. You can work slow, any pace you want, just stay on. But folks, or people eventually, they say, forget it, man. I just want to retire. Enjoy the rest of my life. Or they get sick, end up in hospital. Okay, or, you know, they simply pass away. It cannot continue this forever. And this brain drain cannot be fixed with a new generation, because the new generation as behind them does not know this stuff. It's not being taught. Yes, let's go to the next page, okay? And again, about this whole system, the report says that without the resources, modernizing underlying technological infrastructure, the IRS is required to layer new IT systems on top of an obsolete basic infrastructure. Their computer system is obsolete. See that? That is what, oh yeah, see this, folks. This is just amazing how you admit to all this weaknesses of the IRS. Obsolete infrastructure of the IRS computer system. Okay. Let's continue a little bit more. The result is a patchwork approach that poses a threat to the stability of the tax system. It's a real threat to stability of the system, okay? And the National Taxpayer Advocate warned, by analogy, the IRS has erected a 50-story office building on top of a creaky 60-year-old foundation, and it is adding a few more floors each year. Imagine that, folks. That is simply not a stable building. There are inherent limitations on the functionality of a 60-year-old infrastructure, and at some point, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, we don't know. No one knows. But at some point, the entire edifice is likely to collapse. There it is, folks. The entire computer system is likely to collapse one day, right? It's just a matter of time. To illustrate this danger, folks, in the peak of 2017 tax filing season, the IRS system crashed on the day of the filing deadline, April 15th, and forced a last-minute national federal tax filing extension. IRS simply could not process the electronic filing tax returns. They just couldn't do it. The system crashed, just like your computer at home crashes. Okay? So this is how bad the system is, folks. You can see that for yourself. Let's go to the next page. Here, they talk about the fact that the IRS had the resources to answer, okay, only 29% of the 100 million telephone calls received in tax year 2019. But can you imagine that, folks? Imagine an organization that they answer less than a third of the calls that come to your office. Not half, not even a third, less than a third. That's how broken down they are. They can't even handle a decent functioning telephone system. That's how bad they are. Okay? And during many months of the COVID-19 pandemic, the combination of resource constraints and a shift to remote operations further complicated service efforts and reduced service levels. What does that mean? That means for your 2019, the IRS was answering less than a third of the calls. During the corona, you know, hoax, with all the social distancing requirements that they imposed on themselves, you know, people cannot be there. Who knows? They answered maybe only 20% of the calls, 10%. That's all. Bad, dysfunctional the IRS really is. Let's go to another page of the report, okay, and check this interesting fact. More than 4.2 million partnership returns were filed in calendar year 2018. Over 4 million, folks, that's a large number, over 4 million partnership returns. How many that got audited out of that 4+ million? Check this out. Which is more than double the number of corporate returns filed the same year. So corporate returns are less than 2 million. Okay. However, the IRS audited only 140 of these returns. Look at that. 140 individual partnership returns out of over 4 million, right? You see, examining these returns is resource intensive. It's a lot more complex to audit these partnership returns than your individual tax return. A lot more work. And the corporate returns takes even a lot more resources. They don't have the resources, the people, or the manpower. Audit. Vast number of these corporations. right? Okay. And for the IRS, because many partnerships use tiered organizational structures where multiple levels are domestic and sometimes foreign business entities combined to obscure the ultimate beneficiaries of the business operations. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And in fact, some of the research suggests that 30% of partnership income cannot be unambiguously be traced to the ultimate owner. Wow. They have no idea who owns a third of the partnership returns that are filed with the IRS. You get the picture? I don't know what's going on out there, folks. They just cannot handle the huge number of Americans and companies out there to harass. Let's continue to this page. That the report says today the IRS has fewer auditors than at any time since World War II. Whoa! Folks, in 1950s, IRS had more auditors than now with a huge population gain. World War II, less auditors. The IRS is not this powerful being that can get you as they want you to believe, as the corrupt legacy mainstream media keeps trying to brainwash you to believe. And the report further says that as experienced employees have retired, the IRS has been unable to replace departing workers with new revenue officers and with agents of comparable training and skills necessary to pursue the most complicated non-compliant cases. Yep. They cannot do that. They cannot replace, have enough agents. It's just not possible. They cannot do that. You know, get someone to train them in 6 months and what the other person knew after 10 or 20 years. By the way, let me add this. I know IRS agents now and the past, IRS employees who tell me the stuff about the IRS, a terrible work culture. They hate their job. It's just a paycheck, safety net. But they put up with it because it pays the bills. Okay? IRS employees have a high rate of turnover, folks. Yes. And your brain drain is horrific. You cannot run an organization when you invest in somebody after 5 years, 10 years of investing in their knowledge. They're gone. Start with somebody new off the street. And you just lost all that investment of brain knowledge. Let's go to the next page. And the report says that the consequences of these shortfalls have been exacerbated or made worse by expanding responsibilities of the IRS, as these consequential budget cuts have been matched, because IRS budgets have been cut off since 2010, with calls for the IRS to take on new functions. That's right. The IRS has fallen apart anyways. And the Congress says, hey, do this too. Do that too. Yeah, take that job too. Hey, wait a minute. I can't handle what I got already with my old 1960s computers that people leaving. You give me more to do too? You ordered me, yes, boss. But they're failing as a result, okay? So the report says while these new functions are related to the IRS's core mission of tax administration, increased workload spreads limited sources even more thinly. Yes, okay? Indeed, many parts of the Affordable Care Act, that's the Obamacare, the Obamacare, continue on the next page, are administered through the IRS. Obamacare, what's left of it is handled by the IRS. Mm-hmm. And that's right. And on top of that, recently, the IRS has been pivotal in facilitating support for American families in the COVID-19 pandemic For example, it administered the 3 rounds of economic impact payments, recently sending out over 160 million payments, totaling near $400 billion within weeks of the American Rescue Plan passage. Yep. In addition, the IRS has also been charged by Congress with providing periodic advance payments of the child tax credit for the first time in history. And proposals in the American Families Plan calling the IRS to administer credits that provide expanded support for families, child care, and low-income individuals in the coming years. Well, that's it. IRS is down, and COVID-19 corona hoax, bam, hits him on the neck. The IRS says, oh, while you're down there cleaning up the mess, clean up more messes and do more stuff. Okay, let's continue. Folks, in summary, yep, this is a summary. Let me tell you. As you can see, the IRS is an agency that is just simply falling apart. Inevitable. Just like when I grew up in the 1960s and 70s in Iran, I remember the Soviet Union, the greatest empire on earth. You know, it was huge in size, owned and controlled most of Europe, and nobody would think this military powerful communist socialist system would simply collapse of its own weight. But that is what's going on, IRS. It's inevitable. So let's hasten and speed up that collapse, folks. First, you know, there is no law, you should know, folks. The fact is, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Yes, livefreenow.org. If you have not been there, you should start with this video on the front page of Freedom Law School's website. In 9 minutes, it tells it to you. It puts in a short playlist, okay, at the end of this presentation. Then you should watch the rest of those on the playlist. At the end, automatically on the top right, they show up. You just watch these short videos. They are only about 35 minutes long combined. Then come back, watch the first one, folks, if you have not done so already. And on the top left, you see the box for the complete full version of the initial first video that you saw here, okay? Then, folks, what you want to do, or you can skip that. If you already did that part, if you already know about this legality IRS issue, here's the fear factor handled for you, okay? Here it is, folks. Go under Education Materials tab on our website. Go to the IRS is Mostly Bluff. Second drop-down menu here. And there you get to this page. The IRS is Mostly Bluff. I'm not making it up. And you, the average American, have fallen prey to IRS's deception. And these videos on this page, folks, call that deception off. You should watch videos on this page, all of them. There's just a few of them. But look at this statement, folks, the most powerful by 2 former IRS commissioners, 2 former heads of the IRS right here. I'm going to zoom in on this because this is so delicious that you should know, okay? Now, 2 former IRS commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, proved that the IRS is 99% bluff. Not just anybody, folks. These guys were the former heads of the IRS. If anybody knows the IRS's strengths and weaknesses, it's these 2 men, right? And here's what they say. That the IRS is absolutely relied on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave by filing a 1040 income tax confession forms, and admit you owe IRS bunch of dollars. Here's a quote, exactly verbatim from these two former IRS commissioners' mouths. What's critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increase of the IRS, their collection, does not come from IRS audits and subsequent collections, right? Well, where does it come from? I mean, everybody thinks IRS is such a powerful entity, they can just go take all the money, right? No, they can't. Substantially, the money doesn't come from IRS coming after people, right? The revenue comes from taxpayers getting it right. When? What do you mean by getting it right? Oh, when they file their returns. The money, substantially, the revenue increase comes from when who? You make yourself a taxpayer. And when you file 1040 tax confession form called also returns. Mm-hmm. If you look at the report, which you can click on this hyperlink here, next page. Okay, here it is from Bloomberg. This came out just February of 2021, this article. If you go down, look at this. The same quote, but the word not is bolded by them in the article, not me. They know everybody thinks IRS is God, all-powerful. They're telling you IRS is not God. It's not all-powerful. They get the money when you file your return 1040 tax confession form. Yep. So, time is here, folks, for you to realize that the IRS, it's really Satan, has used deception, smoke and mirrors to make this thing look so powerful, always there, along with the same corrupt media that gave you the 3 years of Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, right, and the corona hoax, and all the other lies that are put out there to control you with fear. You have a lot more power than you realized. Now, it's back in your hands. But folks, I love you, and I want you to be free. I really do. I believe in live and let live. You just live your life as you want and not be deceived and robbed and enslaved by the IRS. However, I cannot free you. You have to make that choice. You control your destiny and can choose to say, nope, I don't want to be a slave anymore. I'm going to free myself. So if you haven't gone to our website and done your self-education, that's on you. Knowledge is key. Take a little time, go to livefreenow.org, our website, folks, and start educating yourself about these from the front page of our website. Start there, okay? Start from the front page of our website, livefreenow.org, the videos that come up there, right? All like I showed you. Then go to the tab on the top center, educational materials tab, and the menu items there. Read those and the videos on these pages. Do not watch them. Do not watch the videos. Listen to them in your car. In some music or talk radio, listen to these videos in your car, in your dead time. Listen to them. Maybe watch them while you're eating lunch or dinner on your smartphone or computer. Then you watch them. So I know you're too busy to watch them. Listen to them first, okay, in your car or exercise or some passive activity. Then when you get a chance, when you're eating food, then you can watch and verify it. And you take the time to free yourself like this, I guarantee you'll be free. The roadmap is there. Afterwards, you want to go to the petitions page. Yes, on the top right, petition page. This is where you can, this stuff is written. How you write petition to Congress to lawfully free yourself from the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Yes, you free yourself. At the bottom of this page, there are four petitions right now. There's more coming on the individual income tax withholding, Social Security and Medicare, and 1099 self-employment tax. You can open up, read these petitions. They're so easy to read. And then after you read them, print out, sign, mail to your congressman to stop the crooks in the IRS, Department of Injustice from misapplying the law, or correct you for wrong. Hey, all that stuff is from government's own official legal sources of law. All of it. Okay? So that's what you want to do, folks. Go there and you see, for example, on how to stop the income tax whole thing. These are actual petitions. You can open them up, see them, do them. It's all right there for you to do. Yep, it's coming up. There it is, example of these petitions. For free, there is no charge at all. You can do it yourself with instructions, how to do step by step, simply how to do it for yourself. Now, some of you say, Paymon, I don't want to lawyer up and learn all the stuff, you know, like you know. After 29 years, you know this stuff. But me, I don't have that much time. And I'd rather you take care of it for me. Okay. If you want that kind of support, do it for you, that's an option available for you as well. Okay? So it's optional. You don't have to do it. Okay? Here we go. On the front page, if you scroll down, you see we have below our $7 million guarantee. I show you how you can lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our 20-year-old program called the Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for a minimum of 7 years. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. That's a real serious guarantee you can take the bank, because your CPA, your accountant, bookkeeper, TurboTax, HR Block, or TaxStar gives you zero guarantee. Absolute zero. So $70 million is incredible. Okay? And this program is as low as $500 per year, and everything is done for you. The younger you are, the less you pay. Over 35 pays a standard rate. And by the way, I want to pay each of you for sharing the great news with others. Yes, up to $5,000 cash or cryptocurrency. I want to pay you for sharing this with others and letting others join us, join hand with us in this cause of freedom, folks. Everything we're doing is completely protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects your and my right to free speech, like this, to talk, to publish information, right? To assemble with like-minded people, get to associate with each other about this stuff, and to get together and petition the Congress for the redress of our grievances against the corrupt and criminal U.S. government, which is now the biggest destroyer of life on earth. The biggest enemies of you, the American people, is not the Russian, Chinese, Iranians, North Koreans, Afghanis, Iraqis, any of those boogabees out there. It's right here in Washington, D.C. and New York, where the Federal Reserve System is located. They are your enemies. Why fund them? Why do you work every day and give your labor for them to use against you? Your money is your labor. Why give it to an entity that actually wants to destroy you with your help? Why do you help your enemies? It's crazy. Why would anybody do that? Stop paying them lawfully and safely. It's all there. If you have any questions, folks, call Freedom Law School, folks. Phone numbers of Freedom Law School are open 9 to 6 Eastern time zone. There's a number on the screen, 813-444-4800. I got activists here on ready to answer phones and guide you through our website, answer your questions, and help you and write you, my friends. Continue on your route to freedom. I can't do it for you. You have to choose. Choose knowledge, freedom, love, prosperity, Freedom America. Like I said, go to our website, do your homework, be free, then tell others, and become financially independent, because I'm going to give you 5,000 cash or cryptocurrency per referral, up to 5,000, and have fun in the process like I'm having. Thank you, and I'll give you my love. Okay, let's go to your questions, my friend. That was 37 minutes. Long, not too bad. Let's do a short one on this, huh? We should do a short on this. I think I'm going to do a short video on this, guys. I don't think it's that long. I can get some of the key parts of this. And, and to make a good go of it. Close through these tabs I got, folks, okay? I think I'm going to, get some of these pages quickly. Let's put the call number on the screen, guys. If you have questions about this or any other freedom topic, I'm happy to answer your questions for free. Okay? Yes. I'm going to answer questions for free. And I'm going to do a short video on this topic first by skipping some of the detailed parts. Okay. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Yep. All right. Let's zero out the clock. Let's start doing a short on this thing. Short video. Okay. And then here we go. That's good.
Starting you in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. It's time to celebrate. Yes, because U.S. Treasury Department admits that the IRS, the enemy of the American people, is falling apart. Not me. It's the U.S. Treasury Department that says that. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Let's go to this report after checking out our website, livefreenow.org. That's where your answers for freedom with the IRS are there for you for free. This report from the Department of the Treasury called the American Families Plan Tax Compliance Agenda, which was published May 2021. And here's some of the key parts of this report, which are absolutely amazing. I'm going to zoom in on a little bit of that because it just tells you so much about the IRS. Okay? IRS has a problem. They need to overhaul their outdated technology to help the IRS identify tax evasion, serve customers, they say. They're outdated technology, folks. Yep. What they're saying is that the IRS still relies on individual and business file systems that date back to 1960s, the oldest in the federal government, 1962 to be more exact. And furthermore, you know, the result is that today the tax, decades of tax law written in a programming language is no longer taught. Yes, they are using COBOL and assembly language of 1960s. I took a class on COBOL and all that basic stuff in 1980. I know about it, okay? And they are no longer taught. And it's a data platform that's highly complex to maintain and an outdated system with a limited number of employees supporting it. Wow. And about half of whom are eligible to retire. Not only there are very few people available to take care of it, they all are about to retire in the upcoming years fully. Okay? And it's so bad that in the peak of the 2017 tax filing season, the IRS system crashed on the day of the filing deadline and forced a last-minute federal tax filing extension. Yes, they already crashed. It could happen probably again soon, maybe in a big way. And as experienced employees have retired, the IRS has been unable to replace departing workers with new revenue officers and with agents of comparable training and skills necessary to pursue the most complicated non-compliant cases. Yes, they've been unable to replace departing workers with new skilled ones. And the IRS has been given new functions. Congress has made calls for IRS to take on new functions, okay? And as a result, the increased workload spread limited resources of the IRS even more thinly. Yes, IRS cannot handle it, folks. They are basically falling apart, folks. And look, you got to watch the detailed report on this in the description. In the video below, the description of this video below, the full presentation is there. Get to this juicy, delicious subject in more detail. You have the power, more than you realize. These guys are not the gods the media portrays the IRS to be. The IRS is mostly bluff, folks. We have a webpage on this thing. If you've not seen it, go to Field Moscow's website and go to under education materials, the IRS is mostly bluff, and watch the videos on this page and read the material here. And folks, you can simply call the bluff, the IRS, regain your confidence, like me, who have not filed income tax in over 28 years with confidence. I'm free as a bird, right? IRS knows about me, and I beat the IRS too. And so can you. With confidence, be free. So go to our website, livefreenow.org, and start doing your homework that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, and how you can live free now. Do it. Okay. Let's go to questions, folks. What do we have? No question on Blog Talk, okay? No question in the chat. Well, apparently, the word has gotten out, and you guys have done your homework. Celebrate. You're to celebrate. You know the IRS has fallen apart, so start telling others, folks, okay? Look, I'm going to tell you guys this, okay, for those of you staying on. What you want to do, folks, is get with it right now, and in January, start telling everyone about Freedom Law School, okay? And here's the new thing IRS is doing. Get people to our website, and then have them, most people want to be free of the IRS with confidence, okay? So we have a program called the Royal Freedom Package that everything's done for you. A to Z, it's all done for you. And the program is not only less expensive for younger people, as low as $500 per year with unlimited support. Everything's done for you. Unlimited letter writing, consultation, even attorneys, if necessary. Freedom Law School pays for the attorneys too, if necessary, for only $500 a year for youngest people and more for 35 and older as they age. And guess what? We let people make payment plans on top of that. So there is no excuse for anybody to go there alone and say, I'm going to get a chance. I'll do it on my own. You don't have to do it alone. You can do it with fear of loss of support, decades of experience, and protection and support. So you want to get the Royal Fear Package yourself. And folks, and now you can make a payment plan, better yet. If you don't have the payment plan money there, start making payments when you can and refer people to us. And by your referrals, now you can get paid up to 50% of the first year cost of the membership. For 35 and over, the cost of the program is $9,900 for the first year, $4,500 for second year, each other after. Half of that $9,900, $5,000 is yours. Yours for helping another fellow American be free in a lifetime and save millions of dollars in a lifetime for them or more to be free. That's your reward for opening your mouth, texting somebody, emailing your friends, on your Facebook page, giving the chance to be free. We track always how they heard about us, always. We want to pay you. I want to make sure you get paid for your work. And you can pay for your whole membership that way and get cash in your pocket and become financially independent. And I'll be creating override levels also. It's coming up, yes. I'll plan to put override levels of management. We get other people to do the same as you, help them get going. And then refer to others just like you, like a network marketing, and you're going to get overrides on those. Okay? Now they start telling other people, and I'll be paying you with cryptocurrency, folks. Yes. With complete privacy, tax-free, okay? Having America be free, and you become prosperous at the same time. Now, what can get better than that? If there's a better opportunity, let me know. It's not like a make a $10 override or $2 or $100, $500 override, $5,000, folks, you get paid. Okay, it's a lot of money for you, one referral. So you don't have to get everybody you talk to. You're going to get a bunch of no's. That's okay. That's okay. Go to somebody else, somebody new. Give them a chance. Let me follow up with them a month later, 3 months later. Okay? That's what you get paid for. There's no reason for you not to be free and prosperous anymore. If you're not making much money, this is your chance. You love freedom, now you can make money while helping others be free at the same time. Okay. Somebody says, I am retired on Social Security and my husband works seasonally and he's going to kill me if he finds out. We've been over since 2016, and I've been trapped in this marriage. Well, I'm sorry about your marriage problems. I wish I could do something about that. But look, I'm sorry your spouse is in fear. He's been brainwashed with ignorance, deception, fear. You know, but that's sad, but you got the godly love of truth and knowledge and wisdom and freedom. Give him a chance. Tell him, look, you want things to work for between us? Okay. This Saturday or tomorrow after lunch or dinner, feed him first. Good food, okay? His favorite food. Sit down and watch this thing. I want you to give me an hour of your time. Okay? An hour and a half of your time. Have them put on the front page of Freedom Law School's website. Watch those videos. So, you can't get up. We had a deal. Come on. Okay? Watch this. And then take it from there forward. Bring him along step by step. Okay? Hope that helps you. I believe it will if you just do it. His favorite dish. Promise him that. Again, then give him afterwards. When he's happy. Feels good. Time to relax. Okay. Put it on the TV. Put on a big computer monitor. Okay. That's what you got to do. Hope that helps you. Okay? But you know I'm brainwashing this way by saying, look, I'm going to get your favorite food. I want you to watch something. You know, otherwise, what kind of spouse are we? What kind of marriage is this? You can't even give me an hour of your time after I gave you your favorite food for you? Come on. We love each other. Respect each other. We got. And if you want, I'll watch something else. Again, you want me to watch. Right? That's what marriage is about. Okay. Well, so I'm not sure about the marriage situation, if you want to continue in it or not. If your marriage was a mistake, as you say, then you're on Social Security, then why stay in it is my question. Once you call, talk to me. Put the number on the screen. I would love to talk to this wonderful, freedom-loving, gutsy, older lady. What's going on? Okay? I'll be happy to help you out any way I possibly can. Okay? But don't give up on it so easily. Okay? Let's see if there's any other interesting comments on there worth discussing. Okay. Oh, you asked, you missed a deadline to follow this past May. You don't know what you should do? Well, call Freedom Law School. Okay? If you want to call me right now, call us through the daytime. I have activists here, answer phones. We can hear you a little bit more what to do. But you did the right thing. You did the right thing by not following any more confession forms. Okay? So Carmine says, basically, send a letter to congressman, then don't file 1040 tax confession forms. If IRS starts to come after you, request trial. IRS don't want trial to expose the fraud. Okay. Look, the IRS leaves vast number of non-filers alone. You may never hear from the IRS. But you don't ask for a trial per se. They don't give you a trial. Okay. Only if they want to put you in jail, they give you a jury trial, which you can avoid, beat them with field lawsuit with our petitions. Okay. But, it's a little bit more than this short answer, okay? These guys are crooks and criminals. They try to cheat any way they can. Yes, lawyers. Some of the judges are crooked too. Yes, they are. We have crooked judges. So it's not even so simple as just that quick thing. I wish it was, okay? So that's why you want to get ideally the Royal Freedom Package. So all years of knowledge of Freedom Law School will be there to back you up. Okay, Carmine? All right, let's see if anybody else has comments worth discussion. Okay. All right, let's see what we got. Oh, yes. Red Plexful, remember, folks, reminder to all of you who may have joined us late, Red Plexful coming up this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 6th and 7th, okay, of November. Lafayette, Louisiana. Go to redpillexpo.org. I'll be there along with over 15 other great top speakers and leaders, okay, who tell you about the real truth that's been hidden from you that you want and you need to know. Yep. Be sure to get the streaming if you cannot be there live. Go to Red Pill. Expo.org, and you can register on the right there on the right side, the red and yellow button. Click on that to register or for streaming. Okay. Yes, amazing line of speakers, my friends. Yes, as someone says on there. Okay. No more questions? All right, folks. I got to pack up and leave tomorrow morning early driving out there. So with that, I give you my love. Thank you for your time, for listening to me, being with me. I'll be back with you next Thursday night. Meanwhile, continue to educate yourself on our website, livefreedom.org, and tell a few other people about Freedom Law School as well. Good night.